91X News.
Hello, it's 4 o'clock, minus one and partly cloudy. I'm Keenan Weaver with 91X News. Interim Liberal leader Bob Rae says the Prime Minister promised in the last election not to cut transfers to individuals. He says Conservative plans to overhaul old-age security mean that pledge will be broken. Rae says Stephen Harper was very clear about his intentions when he was trolling for votes.
And there would be no cuts to transfers to individual seniors. What the Prime Minister is saying today, and what we're hearing very clearly, also from the Minister of Human Resources, is the exact opposite. It's the Davos renege, Mr. Speaker. It's the politics of deceit and abandonment.
But Prime Minister Harper says the government is only assuring the sustainability of the system, and seniors receiving OAS today will not face cuts. Harper says the system will be there for those who need it, and the government is keeping its promise not to cut transfer payments to either the provinces or seniors. The Bank of Montreal predicts most Canadian cities will likely avoid a crash or serious correction in their somewhat pricey housing market. The bank's economists believe the market is more like a balloon that will deflate slowly than a bubble that will burst. They say the possible exception is Vancouver, where home prices have climbed by 159% over the past 10 years. That's more than 50% higher than the national average. A 15-year-old boy has been charged with second-degree murder in the shooting death of a man at a poker tournament. Police say Kern Ned was shot after intervening when two armed robbers entered a Brampton banquet hall. The suspects fled. Police say the boy is in custody on unrelated matters and was 14 at the time of the offense. A man was charged last week with being an accessory after the fact to murder. A jury has started hearing some graphic details in the murder trial of a man who used to advise the Manitoba and Saskatchewan governments. Steve Lampart has more.
Mark Stobie is accused of second-degree murder in the 2000 death of his wife, Beverly Rowbottom. Her body was found in a car north of Winnipeg, but the Crown says she was killed by Stobie in the family's backyard after a heated argument. Crown attorney Wendy Dawson says the couple had been happy in Regina, where Stobie had worked as an advisor to the premier, but began arguing after moving to Manitoba. She says evidence will show that Stobie hit his wife with a hatchet 16 times. Stobie has pleaded not guilty. The trial is slated to last 2 months. Steve Lambert, The Canadian Press, Winnipeg.
A woman has been charged with impaired driving causing death after a fatal collision in Windsor. Police say a passenger in a pickup truck died after it collided with a parked construction truck and trailer early yesterday. Investigators say the pickup lost control and skidded a considerable distance before striking the parked truck and trailer. Charges have been laid against the driver, 21-year-old Stephanie Bravo. That's 91X News to 403. Here's Tim Bayer with sports.
It's a big game tonight in Cobourg as the Wellington Dukes come to town. The Cougars are only 1 point behind Wellington as the two teams try to keep pace with the first place Trenton Golden Hawks. The Dukes head into the game 5 points behind Trenton. The game starts in less than 3 hours at the Cobourg Community Center. The Napanee Raiders are looking to gain some ground in the Empire B Junior C League. The Raiders have won 3 straight but still sit 20 points back of the league-leading Picton Pirates. They host the Campbellford Rebels tonight, who have lost 3 straight. Puck drop is in about three and a half hours at the Strathcona Paper Centre. Toronto Maple Leaf centre Mikhail Grabowski was named the NHL's first star of the week. Grabowski had 5 points in 2 games last week in 2 wins over the New York Islanders. Nashville Predators goaltender Pekka Rinne was named second star after posting a goals against average of 1 and a 961 save percentage. Ottawa Senators captain Daniel Alfredsson took home the third star by scoring 2 goals in 2 games. He also had 2 goals and added an assist for his team in the All-Star game in Ottawa yesterday. It only took former Indianapolis Colts head coach Jim Caldwell less than 3 weeks to find a new job. The Baltimore Ravens hired the 57-year-old Caldwell as the team's quarterbacks coach today. Caldwell held the same job with the Colts for 7 seasons from 2002 to 2008. Caldwell will also work as an offensive assistant to offensive coordinator Cam Cameron. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Keenan Weaver with 91x weather.
Tonight, cloudy. Snow beginning early this evening, about 5 centimeters. Steady near minus 3. Tuesday, snow ending in the morning, then cloudy. 30% chance of rain showers late in the afternoon. Risk of freezing rain in the morning. High plus 5. Wednesday will be cloudy, warming up a bit with a low of plus 4 and a high of 5. It's currently -1. I'm Keenan Weaver with Tim Bayer. 91X on the news on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of the New Rock 30, every Saturday at noon on Quinty's New Rock Source, 91X.